Hot Country, 93.7 JRFM. This week, one lucky JRFM listener will score a year's supply of Glad products. Details on that coming up. It's the second week of the new year, and we may not want to think about spring cleaning, because that's later. It's coming up later.
It's later, but it is coming up really quickly, so it's good to start looking ahead.
For a lot of us, we put the Christmas tree away and all the decorations, so that's yes. The beginning of the spring cleaning.
And one of the projects I've been looking forward to is kicking off the new year by organizing my new house. This sounds like an easy feat, but organizing is hard work.
A whole new house? Does not sound easy, Natalie. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Does not sound like a fun time.
Either are your renovations that I keep hearing about.
Oh, man. No, I haven't.
And that flooding? Oh, my goodness.
Those are unplanned renovations, but everything is now under control. Now, if you're planning a renovation or a little spring cleaning, Natalie Langston, our lifestyle expert, is here with some tips and tricks that'll take your home from tornado to tame. And these tips are brought to you by Glad.
It feels good to be looking forward to spring without that daunting task of spring cleaning. You can check that off your list. Here's a great tip. Grab 3 garbage bags. I like to use those strong and heavy ones from Glad to reduce waste in our household. I use 1 to keep, 1 to check back later, and 1 to donate. And if you're looking to donate, there are a list of places you can donate right now over on our blog. And a great one is Dress for Success Vancouver. I love keeping the kitchen clean and organized with some items from Wayfair. They also have fast and free shipping, so you can start organizing right now. Another tip, I just replaced all my pillows, so I used those old pillowcases to protect dresses and nice pieces that don't live in their own garment bag. And it's a great way to keep those pieces looking nice and free from dust and maybe those airborne bacteria.
I would never have thought of using old pillowcases as garment bags. That's a great one.
It's a nice tip, and you're finding life for an old product.
That's true.
I also have tips on how to organize that laundry room with some of the cutest storage bags. One says wash me gently. Another one says my favorite toys. That's on Etsy. And also how to prevent your clothes from falling off your hangers. I know this happens to everyone,
yes.
And it drives me nuts.
Oh, man. All the time.
And how to maximize your freezer space. So details for those tips and more over on the blog at JRFM.com.
And to help you get organized, we're going to give one lucky JRFM listener this week a whole year's supply of Glad products.
That's right, guys. We're hooking you up with a year's supply, people. Just click to win at the bottom of our blog.
Yep, that's at JRFM.com/Barbara Beam. And you can always check Natalie out on her blog. She's at NatalieLangston.com.
Thanks, guys. Good luck. And I'll see you back here next week. 93.7 JRFM.